USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta has made landfall near Creole, Louisiana. The Category 2 storm has 100-mile-per-hour winds and seawater surges. Some areas of Louisiana could get a foot of rain behind the storm. Delta is threatening the same region that just started to recover from Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. This new storm barreled through the Mexican resort areas of Cozumel and Cancun, causing some streets to collapse and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses. The second presidential debate has been officially canceled by the nonpartisan commission that organizes them. President Trump rejected plans from the commission on presidential debates to turn the debate originally scheduled for Thursday into a virtual affair. The commission says it will now focus on the final debate scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been allowed to live outside of Minnesota as he awaits his day in court. He's been charged with murdering George Floyd's death. A judge's order made public Friday allowed Chauvin to live in an adjacent state but must keep a cell phone on him. Chauvin was released on a $1 million bond. The conditions of his release were modified due to unspecified safety concerns. White House Press Secretary Kelly McEnany giving an update on her health condition on Fox News.
Feeling great, no symptoms. The hardest part is being isolated from my little 10-month-old, but I'm feeling great.
McEnany says she's one of the blessed ones to have an asymptomatic case of the coronavirus. She tested positive for COVID-19 earlier this week and has been sidelined ever since. McEnany joined the Trump administration in April. She has previously said she would isolate for an indeterminate amount of time. The Dow closed higher by 161 points. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed higher as well. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, at auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now a look at one of the closely watched U.S. Senate races. USA Radio's Tim Burke has his eye on Arizona.
Three former astronauts have written an op-ed endorsing Republican Senator Martha McSally in her race against Democratic retired astronaut Mark Kelly in Arizona's closely watched Senate race. The Senate race in Arizona is one that everyone is keeping an eye on as Democrats hope to retake control of the Senate. If Kelly does win, the state would be represented by two Democratic senators and a state that was solidly red not that long ago. As far as why the big changes in Arizona, Chuck Coughlin is an Arizona political consultant.
Well, there's a reason Arizona is a battleground state. It's because we're changing, we're growing. But it's a mosaic of reasons. More progressives, it's Californians moving in. Remember what we have been. We're a major retirement community.
A California woman called 911 after she was not allowed into a pet store. She was not wearing a mask and claimed that she has a religious exemption and, quote, a God-given right that are protected under the Civil Rights Act. An employee of the Bones and Scones store in Palm Springs recorded the encounter and posted it to Facebook. The dispatcher can be heard telling the woman that there is a city ordinance mandating face coverings inside stores. News anytime at USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.